Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Let us go straight. A foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." This morning, I will want us to go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Ladies and gentlemen, whilst I welcome you all to this morning service, I would like to remind you that we have been talking about, we want to see Jesus, the parabolics. We are examining and categorically extracting all the profound lessons in the parables of Christ, or the parables that Jesus outlined. We will want to use opportunity to tell you that at this moment we are at the seed parable. Today will be the seed parable. We started with the parable of faith, and then moved to the parable of the heart, and went to the parable of the wicked steward, then to the parable of the old and new wine and old and new cloth. Now we went last two weeks to the parable of the talents, and last week we did some explorative examination of the content of the word of the Lord and went deeper in certain quarters. This morning, we'll be going into the seed parable. It's a parable of the sower. As a matter of fact, it's one of my very favorite in the parable of the sower. We'll read from Matthew, the 13th chapter. I would like Pastor Willie to read from the first to the 23rd verses. And throughout that, we will examine a few things. Let us go to the scripture. It is Matthew chapter number 13 and verse number 1 to the verse number 23. I would like us to outline it categorically. Shall we hear God's word?
"The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore." Verse 3. "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith went sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But other fell into good grounds and brought forth fruit, good fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? Verse 11. He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall he taken away even that he had. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and ye shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their ears and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Verse 17. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parables of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, and then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart, this is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. But he that receiveth a seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. But when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth the seed unto the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth fruit, some of hundredfold, some 60, and some 30.
Prolific reading. I would like us to reiterate few verses, and those are going to be verse number 15 and verse number 17, then we will take off.
For the people's heart is wax gross.
The Bible said this people, their hearts have waxed gross.
And their ears are dull.
That they cannot hear.
And their eyes have been closed.
The Bible said their eyes are closed.
Lest at any time
they should see and their eyes.
And hear with their ears.
Read.
And should understand with their heart. And should be converted.
Watch emphatically. Everybody that heareth the word of the Lord in the depthness of the word. The Bible said there is revelation in the word. See visibility. Revelation. They see and hearing and perceiving in their hearts. The Bible said, if they understand, they will be converted. Then I will heal them. This is extremely profound. Let's hear what the 17th verse is got to say. Then we will move. Come on.
For verily I say unto you. That many prophets and righteous men.
Many prophets and righteous men.
Have desired to see those things.
They have desired to see these things.
Which he see.
Read.
And have not seen them. And to hear those things which he hear. And have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower.
Hold it. When I looked at that particular verse, verse number 15, it just reminded me of book of Jeremiah, chapter number 6, verse number 10. The Bible said, to whom shall I speak to? And to whom shall I give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. They cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord unto them is as a reproach. How can God's word be a reproach? When I look at the way people can have time for everything in this end time except the word of the Christ, except the Christos, except the Son of God. The system has become antichrist. We hate Christ. We are antichrist. We anything about the Christos, we do not want to see it. But John chapter 12, 20 and 21 is making a very clear retreation. Yeah, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We want to see the bread of life. We want to see the way, the truth, the life. No man, the Bible said, cometh unto God the Father except through Jesus Christ. We want to see the good shepherd in this obscured and ambivalent time. We want to see, I want you to increase the volume. Share the page and let us get on to what we are doing this morning. We want to see the Christ. The solution to everything going on in this world right now is the Christos, the Christ. But amazing, people have time Very, very good time. Quality time for football. People have time. Quality time for betting. They can bet from morning until evening. They can bet even with their buildings and with their houses. I have been amazed in recent time. Even in this pandemic season, I have been very, very extremely amazed and thrilled at the rate by which we can make quality time. And the passion by which we articulate and by which we, you know, get into certain things, it has really amazed me. It really, really amazes me. Yeah. And when I look at the United States of America yesterday, you know, whilst I was studying through the night and I was watching, you know, President Trump's campaign, first campaign in Oklahoma, and I'm watching the campaign and I'm asking myself, is this the same season for pandemic? Yet people can defile their odds, leave their home without masks, without social distancing, without any of your protocols, and yet risk their life in the name of politics. Yeah. When I look at my own nation yesterday, yeah, and I compare it to what is happening in America, it is no different. Yeah. When I look at certain things that we do and involve ourselves in, I thought there was an executive instrument. I thought that there was even an executive instrument that says that anybody who does not wear mask beginning from 2 weeks ago, yeah, will be in prison, incarcerated, yeah, for 10 up to 10 years, and they will be fined up to 6,000 or 12,000, 60,000, up to 60,000. How come the people of my country can flaw or flout, yeah, that executive instruments? Embrace, clap, jump, lift hands, do things without social distancing, without mask, without any of those things. At least, you don't even respect the executive instrument and do not respect the constitution of the Republic of Ghana. Is fine. But what about today you are all jumping around as fathers say? What about you honoring the father of the nation? You know, at least giving him honor for the high office he occupies. What about that one? The Bible said, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you all the days of your life. I want to say this to everybody. High honor is the highest seed any man can sow. Ghana, hear that? I'm telling you. That is why the Bible was talking about in Malachi chapter 1 from verse number 6. The Bible said, a son honored his father as lived his master. The Bible said, if then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts. O ye priests that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised your name? He went further to say, ye know, you offer polluted bread upon my altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. In verse number 8 of Malachi chapter 1, the Bible said, and ye, if ye offer the blind sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it to your governor, to your president, to your governance, to the leadership of your country, if they will accept it or be pleased with it. It shocks me. Me who dreamer? In the name of politics. I have put my crusades on hold because of honor for the president and his word. We put our crusade, my crusade attracts crowds, so I decided, no, it's okay until these restrictions are lifted. Until these restrictions are lifted, we are not coming to church. Yeah, we're still doing our virtual and online service. Let the people listen at home and let the Ghana. I was at Kolebu last week, Wednesday or Thursday, I can't remember one of the days. Sure, I was at the emergency and accident center. It shocked me what I saw. Do you call this a hospital? Do you call this a hospital? Look at the money these politicians blew 2 weeks ago. Blowing this money. They want to be your leaders. I am asking, what have they done for such, a chaotic environment like Kolebu Teaching Hospital? I'm asking. For sudden, I want to ask the Ghana Police Service this morning before I bring my thing to, can you have the guts and the strength and the unmitigated goal from tomorrow to arrest a Kayayo who is not wearing a mask? Will you have the strength to do that? I want to ask you, will a police officer have the nerve to go and enforce the executive instrument? Oh, really? So the executive instrument is applicable to some people and non-applicable to other people. That is what it is. The executive instrument, apply to some people and does not apply to others. And will the police still have conscience? Will they still retain conscience? Still to implement law? It will be amazing to me tomorrow if you tell me that anybody has been arrested and is liable to pay 60,000. This is what Jesus called hypocrites. Ghana, Mr. Mujare. Mujare. Mujare nyacho. Mujare yenu wa mujare no. Eye nyacho. And I'm going to use the opportunity to break this particular parable into 5 Sundays. This morning, I will want to deal with only verse number 15 and verse number 17, and then we will build it up. So, mukshare kotena sonde, namu tiye we numuna, and get up, namu tumi brunia, mesimu jari nyacho. I'm telling you, something is very and absolutely wrong. I'm telling you, and I'm asking, how can you escape the damnation of hell with this kind of heart? How are you going to escape the damnation of hell? How? This is exactly what John the Baptist was murdered for. The nation was in decadence. Decadence! The governor can take his brother's wife and kill his brother. And when John the Baptist says that he is in prison, my way, because I chida forway, one more kasan suma bunye gumaso, a chanumu tete, apunonano. The fathers are at the gates and they are speaking. At the end of the chanumu here, and I want to tell you, your pursuit for power, your pursuit for money, you will leave it all. You will pay. I want to talk to you. You will leave it all. Somebody will take it. Vanity upon vanity. It is all vanity. Vanity upon vanity. Ladies and gentlemen, it is all vanity. I'm telling our people. I am telling our people this morning, may you get that revelation into your spirit. He is coming quickly with his reward to give unto every man according to their works. This morning I am telling this nation, repent, 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 for your works have not been found pleasing before God. I'm telling you, munia sampa betia samachile mo mo kapiru mani mchile nyame sampa mo premwa wade mo jari nyakom makuma na say intina munia suishida. I'm telling you, it munyininche yadie all kinds of craziness and it tetemoso benifoy be pray omu yare nwa mnena mo. I'm telling you, and all that. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, until we come to that place, see, that is exactly what Jeremiah was talking about in Jeremiah chapter 7 from the fourth verse. He was mentioning something profound in God's word. He said, the word of the Lord came unto me. He said, trust not in lying. Don't trust in lying words. temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord. Please look at verse number 5. He says in an amazing furnace, for if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, so move it to Nipa and in the young quantum ascent. I am going to tell you something. Anybody who will want the blessings of God and also want the liftings of God and want the liftings of God and want to live long and enjoy the fruit of their labor, and above all, they want to make it into the kingdom of heaven, I will want to tell you 5 things this morning that should never be part of you. Yeah. Number 1 is hypocrisy, which this nation is sick of. Hypocrisy, the hypocritical disposition or predilection that we have, the hypocritical ability that you know has even crept into the church, the hypocritical disposition that we have, tendencies, proclivities and propensities that we have, the hypocritical nature of our heart, the hypocritical nature of our worship, the hypocritical nature of our dancing, the hypocritical nature of our preaching, the hypocritical nature of our governance and our politics, the hypocritical, it has been, I mean, my heart breaks and bleeds for this your nation. I could make too much of my mom. And now no pay. Senior pandemic in the restrictions about and get quite sorry, my sorry, then now you're mad. Yet by Monday, we go back to our vomit. This morning, I bring you all to the place. I want to tell Ghana, the trumpet is sounding, the king is coming, and it is up to everybody from the church to the nation. Repent! Jesus is coming not as a Lamb of God, but as a judge and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Bible said he will judge every man according to their words. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. You can buy hearts. You can buy votes. You can buy people's merchandise. But I'm telling you, you can buy franchise. But I'm telling everybody that is listening to me, you can never buy the judgment of God. You can never buy the favor of God. You can never buy the altar of God. You cannot buy the presence of God. You can cannot buy that. But that cannot be bought. Increase the volume. Let me hear you. You know, increasing the volume. Let's hear what the word of the Lord has got to tell us. We bring this hypocrisy into our marriages. You marry a woman and go promiscuously behind her, and we still feel we have done nothing wrong. I'm telling you, amend your ways. Amend your ways. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then you will understand that we are going one by one. Isn't that what he said in Psalm number 90? And I'm looking at all day. And we will nipa with the memory. The reason why I've gone through all these quarters, people can do all this in the name of politics, and yet they don't regard that there is a global pandemic because they want power. How come they can't do the same thing to enter the kingdom of heaven? How come they can't do the same thing to give their lives to Christ? How come they cannot do the same thing, yeah, to accept the gift of eternal life. How come they cannot do the same thing? Yeah, to accept newness of life and new life in Christ. How come they cannot receive the expression of the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Yeah, because we are saved by grace through faith. The Bible says it is not of works that any man should boast. How come you will deny the gift and the hand that have been extended unto you? How come? I want to talk to you. How come? How come? Ladies and gentlemen, how come? This morning, I am telling everybody, you know, people can go to Oklahoma without mask, no social distancing, like what we did yesterday. Jumping, embracing, hugging. I thought the president said we should avoid shaking hands. I thought there is an instrument say avoid shaking hands. How come that we held people's hands to lift it up? Ha! And so now I am thinking, what is wrong here? What has gone wrong? I am thinking deeply. If these people can be on campaign grounds for 6 hours, 7 hours, how come the church must worship for 1 hour? I am now thinking deep. Yeah. If all this can happen, yeah, without social distancing, without a register to write our names on church premises, without Veronica buckets, without sanitizers, I am thinking, how come you want to impose all these restrictions on the church? How come? How come? I'm asking, how come is the church so unruly and so disorganized to the point that the virus is resident in church and it's not resident at campaign grounds and it's not resident at police center and it's not resident where you embrace each other? How come? I want to know, how come? How come? We want to impose all that. Don't let children come to church, but children run on the streets. Jubilating candidates. Don't let children come to church. Jesus said, let the children come unto me. For such as these belong the kingdom of heaven. I am asking a good question. You can disobey the president without nose mask. You can disobey executive instrument without nose mask. And you tell the church not to come. You tell the church, if you come and you don't have face mask, we will come and close you down. You tell the church, if you are not registered, we will close you down. If elderly people come to church, we will close it down. If you don't have a quarantine room and a place of isolation, we will close it down. How come? I want to know how come. Oh, really? So politicians and their followers, who are all church members, they are exempted to have their own political freedom and franchise. I am now thinking, you know, I'm thinking, you know, how come? How come? How come? How come? How come? This is very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. How come? Somebody should tell me how come. Tell me. And I'm telling you, there is accountability. You can escape the justice system of Ghana, but you will never escape the judgment of God. I'm talking to everybody. You can tear. We are very interesting people. This is where we are. There is no fear of God. It's all selfish interest, selfish gain, selfishness, self-centeredness, and self-aggrandizement. This is where we are. And to let you know this kind of things, you read the Bible beside. You are free. You will be here and they will lift up the Bible. I pledge through faith and allegiance that I will protect, defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. At least yesterday we saw it very clearly that you lie. It is never true. Yeah. We saw it clearly that you have never defended the constitution of this country by the vow of the word of God. We saw it clearly. Very clearly. Very, very clearly. And it's so sad. I'm going to tell the church, wake up. You are under attack. Wake up! I'm telling you. They are telling you, don't pray. Don't pray 1 hour. Don't pray over a long time. You pray, droplets will fall on other people. Droplets never fail when they were fighting at Nkoko. Droplets never fail when they were fighting at Wamimuha. Droplets never fail. Droplets didn't fall. Jesus said, come unto me. All ye that are heavy laden and encumbered with the load of care, I will give you rest. Yeah. Yeah. Come unto me. Don't run away. And people, Christians, will want to sit at home and said, well, I want to, protect myself because the pandemic may be infectious in church. Really interesting. The Bible said, in the presence of God is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. In the presence of God, there is liberty. Don't you get that word liberation? It sets you free. Emancipation. Freedom. Yeah. Where is the anointing we boasted about? Go for it! Where is the presence of God we boasted about? Where is the healing power we talked about? If the power of God can heal, leprosy, and can heal HIV AIDS, and can heal spontaneous and glaucoma, and can heal cardio disorders, if the presence of God and anointing of the Holy Spirit can work out all these things, I am asking, how come it cannot heal, pandemics? Yeah, not even one. I'm telling the world, if you think that this is just the end of the game, it's not. There are going to be difficult times. We are going to go into phases of the end time. And this is the time you give your life to the Lord. He has stretched out his hand and he's calling upon you. Repent from your dead works and come to his saving knowledge. Repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and embrace his love that he gives this morning. And I'm telling you and I'm repeating it. There is accountability. There is the day of reckoning. The Bible says we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and shall account for what we are doing in this life. This is where I get, to tell the hyper grace preachers, and I tell them, I'm telling you, the broad way, I have been sent to warn you. Turn back and repent. I'm telling you. Turn back. Repent and come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Turn back. And yes, sir. John 5:22. Your judge is waiting for you with your judgment. I'm telling you. People can fight among themselves because of earthly positions, which does not last. I want to just tell you that the brain ninka so obi aniwa obechire bo Napoleon Bonaparte munako. I'm only talking to this nation. Or people will say, well, e pekra e koye wuni e wa e be wa ko tinie. Minim sama commands were prim, but he sent us to warn you before you meet what is coming. As wunya shia ne eba no na be wono se. Very interesting. As I bring my message to a close, I would like to tell everybody that is listening to us, repent. Repent! There is no time for you. This life is a very interesting place. Very soon, I'm telling you, repent! Angel! Angel. I went to the accident center to pay for the bill of a young man who had an accident with a broken tie. Went in there and I said, this guy was just with us yesterday. Suddenly, he is just restricted, confined to a hospital bed. I'm only talking to you. You are like vapor. You are like dust. You are like ash. You are like air. You are like breath. You pass away very quickly. Repent and humble yourself, because God, he resists the proud and showeth mercy to the humble. He has shown you what is good and what your God requires of you. Micah chapter 6 verse number 8. Yeah. And you be able to say, at the tenenye, at toyepe, and you are humble. This morning, I am reminding you, yeah, we came naked, and naked we shall return. Let the preachers tell everybody this, including everybody, yeah, that there are no preferential treatments where we are going. Yeah, it is going to be by the grace of God and by your works, yeah, at the same time. I'm talking to you. So it will be a blessing for you to embrace the grace of God and the love of God before it is too late. For he came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them that believed in his name, the Bible said he has given them power to become children of God. This morning I am declaring to a people and to a nation, hear the word of God, hear the mind of God, and repent. Change your heart, amend your ways. Yeah, let's go back to Jeremiah 7. There was some kind of tremendous kind of thing that the Bible was talking about. He said, if you will thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you will thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, the Bible said very emphatically, if ye oppress not the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, and shed not blood of innocent people, like Captain Mahama, like J.B. Dankwa Etu, like Fennec Ochre, like Ahmed Swale, Pierre, Mark Ofori, like Marcus Sogakope, yeah, if you do not share innocent blood of people, like those two police officers that were shot in Kasua by the preacher's daughter, preacher's son, yeah, if you will not share innocent blood, yeah, like the young girls you rape, yeah, if you will not share innocent blood, or what after other gods to your own tongue. The Bible said to your own hand. Let's move to verse number 7. It says, then I will cause you to dwell in this place. In other words, if you are going to do oxymoronic to all the things that I said from above, go to verse number 8. Let me close with that. Behold, he trusts in lying words. That does not profit. Yeah. Lying words. It does not profit. Let's go to verse number 9. Look at this. Will ye still murder, commit adultery, and swear falsely? Will you come home with you? Jeremiah 3 song, ye more young crown.
But you'll say, Mobabocrono,
Ediu,
Edi, Asawa, I can't tell you.
Consulted for the past week. Do you know the mediums that people have consulted in this past week? I'm telling you, the end of all things have come. That the Son of the Living God is coming back again. Yeah. Everything says. It amazes me, Willie, when I look at carefully Jeremiah chapter 6, when I am looking into that particular phrase. Now it's even in chapter 7. I think it's verse number 18 of where you are reading. And he was talking about idolatry and pouring of libation. Read. It's on the screen. Read.
The children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire.
Read.
And the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven.
To make cakes to the Queen of Heaven.
And to pour
out drink offerings or libation unto other gods that they may provoke me to anger. You have oil, you have gold, you have diamonds, you have gas. You have intelligent people. Your greatest resource are your human resource. Yet, you don't prosper. Amend your ways and repent. I'm talking to you. Amend your ways and repent. The trumpet is sounding. Jesus will appear any moment from now. The rapture will take place any moment from now. I'm telling the world, I'm telling the church, this is not the time to procrastinate. Singing my phone, you'll be saying two are doing such a shada. A brain, yeah, a dear beer, obey any yen in tem. In two are doing such a shada. A brain, a dear. Hear the mind of God and the word of the Lord. Stand to your feet.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.